today we want to finish the double standards. They say Sharia has double standards for men and women. And hopefully Lina explained to you why the testimony of two women is equal to the testimony of one man, right? Okay, natural differences stuff. Okay. Now, the second thing is that they say the girl gets one half of the inheritance of the boy. So the boy inheritance, the boy gets twice as much as the girl. So if fathers die, double standards, stereotypes about Sharia, double standards, they say when the inheritance of the girl is one, the inheritance of the boy is twice the girl. Okay? So let's say you have a brother. And your father has $3,000. And then your father dies. Okay? And then your father dies.
I call the money.
No. You get 1,000, your brother gets 2,000.
Hey, thanks.
Now why?
Because he's a guy and his mom,
that's not fair.
That's not fair. Women's rights.
Okay.
I will fight.
Hold on. Go ahead. Okay. Now remember, you cannot apply Sharia. You cannot apply rules of Sharia except in a Sharia country, Sharia compliant country. So I can't just come to United States and say, "Hey, boys get twice the girls." Why? Because in United States it will not make no sense, because boys and girls are both responsible. Financially responsible. Both of them have financial responsibility. So, you got it? Because in the United States, there are both equal financial responsibility, then, because of that, the inheritance is supposed to be equal.
Wait,
right?
What's the title?
Islam has double standards about men and women. Okay? Continuing that subject. You got that part? So, in the United States, it will make no sense. But in a Sharia-compliant country, women don't have any financial responsibility. Even if they work, they get to keep what? They get to keep the money to themselves. If they work, they get to keep the money to themselves. Okay? So, in a Sharia-compliant country, women do not have any financial responsibility. Huh? So if there is a rich wife and a poor husband, okay, the husband cannot still take money from his wife.
Why?
Unless she gives him a gift, that's something else. Or pay him a charity. Like give him some charity.
But what about in America? If both parents are working or both people are working, does it still work the same way, where the man can't take money from the woman?
I'm sorry, again?
Like, my parents, both my mom and my dad work. And so, but my dad pays everything. And my mom, she just keeps the money. But if, for example, my brother is having financial problems, in college or something, she'll be the one who lends him money. Because it's not exactly...
You know, she is more rich than me, of course, because she keeps the money and I spend the money. So what she does, sometimes she gives a gift. That's just a gift on her own, on the house, give a gift to here, give a gift to there. If I take money from her, other than that, it's going to be loaned, borrow money from her.
She's not a bank.
She has money. Okay, and she doesn't have to be a bank by, you know. Anyway, bottom line is, women do not have a financial responsibility. Now, I have seen in the 20th century, girls being deprived from the inheritance of their parents in Egypt. In Egypt, the boys, they gang on the girls, there was a building, and the boys, after the death of the father, the boys took the building. And the daughter could not do anything about it. if she complains to court, they beat her up. They go and beat her. And you know the police is not very cooperative with these. Police there is really to guard the government, really. It's not to guard the people. So, and they took away her share. And she said that their wives, which are not the daughters of my father, are living in nice places in the building, and I have to live in a lousy place, and he is my father. You got it?
Wait, was that in the United States?
No, in Egypt. So that was a big problem. So until today in countries like Egypt, sometimes Pakistan, the girls are deprived from their parents' inheritance. The boys gang up and bully the girls and take away their inheritance. So now his wife is enjoying, the wife of the boy is enjoying the property of his father, while the daughter is not enjoying his property. You got it? You got what I want to say? Okay. So Islam, of course, now in the past, Islam used to, before Islam, girls have no inheritance at all. Girls get inherited. Like the son will inherit the wife of his father as a property.
What?
He
inherit as
you
a
property.
You
mean his own mother?
She becomes not his own mother, no. The own mother is his mother. But his father's wife, which is not his mother, his stepmother,
oh.
In before Islam, in the pre-Islamic Arab tradition or law, that he inherits his wife. He inherits her as a slave, as his slave. Okay. Now, forget about girls getting any...
Women in the 17th century in Japan, there was a saying that when, as a child, women are to their fathers as a... And at all, women are to their husbands, and as a grown, like, woman, like, completely as an old woman, the women are to their sons. And so, like, their entire lives, they're being, you know, like, controlled by men. Even if they're younger than them, they still have to obey them.
See, here's the... the pre-Islamic Arab, they thought that girls don't have the right to exist. So they take baby boys, baby girls, and do what? Bury them underground when they are alive.
Oh.
You know that. It's called Waqd al-Banat. Banat means girls, huh?
But I thought female infanticide was rather rare.
Is it again? What is it?
I thought infanticide was rare, though.
Infanticide?
No, this is
before.
Yeah. I mean, even before then, I thought it was a rare thing to do.
No.
It was very common.
I googled it. Well, forget about Google. Go to the Quran. The Quran speaks about that. Allah's very angry about the people who does that. Okay. So basically, it was a practice. So they didn't even recognize the right of girls to exist, not to mention to inherit. All right, you got that part?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Islam gave a big jump to women's rights. Okay. Of course, before Islam, also women are not allowed to own unless they are women of power. Like Khadija radiallahu anha, she was a woman of power, and that's how she owned money. Okay. And this was seldom, rare. The women were not allowed to own property. Like, they get inherited. They are property themselves. Islam came to establish women's rights. Women's rights are established by Islam. How? And instead of getting killed as baby daughters, baby girls, there's no Islam saved them. And second, and instead of getting no inheritance, they're getting half of the inheritance.
Wait, do they still like do that? Like bury the girls?
After Islam?
Oh, okay.
Before Islam, yes. Okay, you got it? So the biggest one who established, the best one who established women right is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gave the women, which don't have any financial responsibilities, half of the inheritance, like the boy. So like if 3,000, the boy gets 2,000, the girl gets 1,000 without any financial responsibility. Got it? Okay.
Yeah.
How about the second item?
If you're a guy and you have one daughter and then you die, what happens? Like, does all of your money go to her?
Well, it depends if he has a wife, parents, cousin, you know. It depends.
Well, if it's like a
if
wife
there's
and
no,
a daughter.
If there is no, he doesn't have parents, and he doesn't have brothers, then she gets everything. But if he has, if he has other wives too.
Okay.
So there's a lot of variability. There are cases. So like for example, father and mother get the third of the inheritance, get one third of the amount. And then the rest is divided among the kids. Okay? Now, let's go to the second item, which is says that in the Quran, men, this is how they always bring it. They say men are allowed to beat their wives. And it's mentioned in the Quran. But also the Quran mentions that if somebody steals, cut his hand or her hand. Right? Right? And then it's also mentioned in the Quran, if somebody drink alcohol, he gets punishment. And the punishment is not mentioned in the Quran, but it's left to the governor. And the governor is have the ability or the authority to give them 80 lashes. Got it? So what is it saying here? What I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say for every crime, there is a what? There is a punishment. Got it? So the wife that is dishonest, the dishonest wife, the one who is not, who is cheating on her husband, or the ones who are spying on their husbands, or these dishonest wives, okay? What is the punishment? Their husbands have to first talk to them. If they didn't stop, then the second part is what? Sleep in a different bed. It's like you sleep alone. I'm not sleeping right next to you. And then what's the third thing if she doesn't stop? Is the stop, he can hit her. Now, this is, some people misunderstand that. The Quran also says if somebody steals God's hand or her hand. So, Quran speaks about the penalty of a wrongdoing. You got it? You understand? Go ahead.
What do you do for a dishonest man?
Well, a woman cannot beat a man. She can't.
So what does
so
he go for?
If you tell, no, I'm coming to you. If you tell the woman to hit the man, then she's probably committing suicide. she's going to be beaten up real hard because the man is stronger. So she takes him to court.
But then didn't you say about the case where the brothers bullied the sister to claim the inheritance and she couldn't go to the court because they were going to side with the men? So what's the
But
point?
That's not a Sharia compliant country. In a Sharia compliant country, the judge is there, and in the Islamic history, a lot of women complained to the judge, and the judge conducted an investigation and ruled. You see what I'm saying? So you don't take pieces of Sharia, like you don't take pieces of Sharia and apply it. It doesn't work. Like here in the United States, both men and women have financial responsibilities. Of course it doesn't make sense to give twice to the boy. But, yes? Okay. You got that part?
Okay, so could we be if they're being dishonest?
Yeah, it's just like saying, yeah, dishonesty.
Anything else?
That's it. It says they mistranslate the verse. They say the verse says that men are superior to women, okay, and those who are dishonest, talk to them, then sleep on the different bed, then beat them up, okay, hit them, means hit them.
Wait, what happens when a guy just is abusive and just keeps beating up his wife?
Again, the judges are there for these things. And this, the guy who does that is not waiting for Islam to tell him. I mean, the mean guys, they will do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
So in the Quran, it states that men are allowed to hit the women?
Hit dishonest women. Dishonest. It's like this. It's like this. Quran permits the government to cut your hand if you steal. You understand?
Okay.
This is a punishment for a crime. A punishment for what? For a crime. So the crime of dishonesty with the husband is the husband can hit her. Of course, not right away. Three
That's
steps.
The punishment.
That's a punishment. You know what I'm saying?
Three steps. What are
the? The three steps. You got it? Do you understand this very well? Because a lot of people come to me and say, well, the Quran says men can hit women. No. The Quran says men can hit dishonest women. A guy can just say, he comes into the house and he says, Salaamu Alaikum. His wife says, Alaikum Assalam. Then he slaps him. That's not Sharia compliance.
Number three, then sleep in a different bed.
Your son may peace be upon you. Then you're slapping them.
So if they're still lying, then you're like, I'm not gonna sleep next to you. And if they still lie, then you can.
Okay. And then divorce is also available. So basically, the fourth step is divorce. The fourth step is divorce. You cannot apply Sharia laws in a non-Sharia in a country that's not compliant country. It does not make any sense.
Just use law.
Here you're stuck by the law of the land. You cannot apply, take this piece and that piece. Sharia is a package. Sharia is a package. You take it all or leave it all. You know, it's not exactly like this, but you know, it's not 100% take it all or leave it all, no. It's just like do as much as you can. But you have to have like at least some kind of a compliance to Sharia. Otherwise, it will not make any sense. Okay? All right. So you got it? It's a punishment. It's a punishment for a crime. Okay? Understand? It's not like... And then the guys who translate the ayah and says men are superior to women... That translation is wicked. It is intended to make Muslims look bad, make Islam look bad. The ayah says "Ar-rijalu qawwamun 'ala an-nisa" means that men are custodians of women. Men are what?
Custodians.
Custodians of women, like they look after them, they provide for their needs. Custodians, like. A man has to provide for his wife, has to take care of his wife, because she's custodian. I'm sorry, he's custodian. You know custody?
No.
There's a word called custody in court, for example. If you're divorcing, they say, who gets the custody of the children?
Oh, yeah.
Right? This is called custody. You got it? You're so,
alhamdulillah.
So if you say, okay, the mother gets the custody, so the child lives with the mother. Or the father gets the custody, then the child lives with the father.
Oh.
Or they get joint custody, then it's 1 week here, 1 week there.
Oh. Why are we talking about custody?
Because the ayah says that men are custodians to women. Okay? All right? Men are women's custodians. So they are in the custody of the yeah. Now, why is this important? Because in the ayah, they mistranslated. They mistranslated. I'm providing you with the good translation so that when somebody... Custodian.
See,
C-U-S-T-O-D-Y, so D-I-O-N, something like that.
Men are women.
I can't see it.
Yeah.
No, custodians mean take care of. Caretakers mean. Caretakers. Okay, I did not get. I don't have the ayah number right here with me, but it is Surah the Women. Surah Women. You're going to find it on the website. I'm going to put it.
Oh, yeah, I'll totally
Surah the Women, which is Surah number Fatiha al Baqarah al Umran Women. Surah number 4. It is Surah number 4, Women. Okay? Called Women. Yes.
Surah
al Nisa. Yeah. There is no, by the way, there is no Surah called Men. So, there is a Surah called Women. And the ayah is in the Surah. That Allah, the wicked translation is, men are superior to women. So, if you have disobedient wives, beat them up. That's how they translate it. Yeah. They say, the mistranslation is that they say, men are superior to women. So, if you have wives, you can beat them up. That's how they translate it. Okay. Right. The correct translation is...
Oh, yeah. There's also this one joke of a misconception that a man, he's in this plane, and he's, like, driving the plane. And then he notices all these errors, and so he says, what was the word?
The word was...
He says,
Speaking of jokes, okay.
He says some Arabi, and then everybody thought that he was making suicide. I mean, he was to suicide.
Okay,
Why
was the tomato blushing?
This is
addressing something about the dressing.
That's because I said. That's
what I said.
That's
all you've
been Yeah, okay, that's right.
I told you that.
What?
Different.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. You got it? So what is the correct translation? Write the wrong translation and then the correct translation.
Okay.
Now, why this step? Why don't we just jump to divorce right away?
Because you may not
actually,
yeah.
I have a good one.
So how about talk it out and then jump to divorce?
No.
So you need to take it gradually before you hit divorce.
Yeah, because the wife may not be a bad person. She may be a good person, but she just did something bad.
Yeah, I mean that's forgivable.
Yeah.
You know? But this is in when the wife is committing a crime. So
why
a
wife? You're not
about
men.
Yeah, right.
If the man is doing something bad, the wife has to go to the court.
Why can't the husband just go to the court?
It's a big scandal if he goes to the court.
What is it not a big scandal if the woman goes to the court?
Because the woman can't, the man, if he's doing this to, like, let's just say he's hitting his wife for no reason, and the woman, she can't beat up the man if he's already beating her up.
Okay.
Like, does this make, this makes sense to me? Like,
so let me answer.
Wait, let me answer.
And let's say a guy caught his wife with a stranger. Okay? Now, in the American law, go ahead.
Okay, why did the otter cross the road?
Where did the what?
The otter cross the road.
Because it didn't go in one direction.
No, please.
Get to the otter side.
Please.
Okay.
Don't
I'm
start
done,
this
I'm done,
road.
I'm done.
Okay.
Let me explain
that. Let me explain the question raised by Hania. Can you say the question again so that they listen? Huh?
You're funny.
Why the man doesn't go to the court, but the woman can?
To get to the other side.
No, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you on this. Let's say a man, I'm answering this question. Let's say a man caught his wife cheating on him. A man is caughting his wife cheating on him. Now, guess what is the punishment? Guess what would be the punishment if he goes to the court?
Whoever you spy on your wife.
Huh? If the man caught a woman, okay, his wife cheating on him.
How does he know that she was cheating?
He caught her.
Well, she could just like be talking to him. Yeah. They don't have to be like making.
No. Cheating on him, like cheating.
Okay.
So she's having an affair. Now, if he goes to the court, then she gets stoned to death. Okay, because she committed adultery when she was married. Same thing with the man. If he's having an affair and he's caught, he's stoned to death.
How come no one stands up to feminism?
Well, you don't understand here. These are natural differences. Natural differences. So, when a woman goes to... If the man goes to court, the woman would be stoned.
What was the actual court?
So, he might be able just to solve the problem inside, internally. Either hit her and then she's going to behave, or divorce her.
What was the actual court?
Yes. The right translation is men are custodian to women. Those who are dishonest, talk to them first.
I fell asleep the second person.
Nothing happens. Then sleep in a different bed. Make yourself mad and sleep in a different bed. Then it doesn't happen. Then you hit her. Then it doesn't happen. Then you divorce.
In most cases, that doesn't happen.
Yes. But see here the advantage. See? The Hania.
Yeah,
you see, if he goes to court, she's hurt. She's hurt really bad. At the same time, she can go to court, then she can hurt him back. But, you know, it's only available one way. Okay? So, now, no, she can go to court, too. He can go to court, too. But that would be awful. That would be awful, especially there would be... Even if he can't prove it...
R like super and then I O R.
If you say that a man is superior to a woman, how come you hurt the woman more physically?
I'm sorry?
No,
the ayah is wrong. This is the wrong translation. Say, please.
No, it doesn't have to do with the ayah. Like, in general, people look at it like men are more superior to women, right?
No, that's not the right translation.
Yeah, but in general, that's how people look at it. It's not the right translation. Okay, well, okay,
no, that's not true.
Just pretend, okay? So if that's the situation...
Please.
How you spell necessary?
Please.
I know, right? It has two C's. I searched it up. No, it doesn't. It does.
Yes.
I'm out.
Can I get you to listen? Go ahead.
So if that's the situation, how come you beat the woman up more severely than you do to a man?
A man gets stoned.
But the woman, you always say that she's like less physically strong or whatever.
Yeah, that's the norm.
So then why do you still hit her the same way? Like, you still beat the woman up the same way, and like you say that she's weak, but then you beat her up.
No, you don't. That's...
You don't beat her up. You just hit her, once.
Just hit her.
Whatever.
No. Whatever the way it is. But then it would be just like a strong guy. A strong guy is like hurting a weak guy. That's injustice. That's unfair. This is a crime.
So
a crime. If a righteous woman is being mistreated by her husband, okay, the husband is the one who's bad. You got it? Do you understand now? So what did you understood? Number one, the translation is wrong. The right translation is men are custodian for women. Two, men are custodian for women.
Next time.
It's not fair for the rest of the class. Men are custodians, men are custodians for women. Okay? So the right translation, men are custodians for women. Those who are dishonest, number one, huh? First step, talk to them. Number two.
Oh, yeah. That's so a different way.
Yes.
Then
number three.
Hit them.
And then number four.
Divorce.
Okay. Now, can you, I mean, this is a protection from divorce. This is really a protection from divorce. These three steps at the beginning. If you jump from step two to divorce right away, it's not a good idea. So we have to get it gradually. All right?
All right.
Got it? So if somebody says men are allowed to beat women, say if they commit a crime,
dishonest.
Sort of a crime. Dishonest. Yeah.
Okay, wait, I have a question. So if you go to court, okay, this I suppose applies only to a Sharia compliant country. So because if these circumstances are like in America, then wouldn't you go straight to step two to four in America?
Well, it is America.
Yeah. You go to step two to four. Yeah. They skip the step three. Which, you know, step three is...
They don't have patience.
In a way, is better than... You know, if you stop at stage three, it's much better for the kids and for everything. And the husband can forgive them.
How is it better for the kids to see their mom being beat up, whether or not she's dishonest?
So they know the consequences.
No, because it teaches them the wrong.
He doesn't.
So
he doesn't.
For life.
He doesn't have to talk in public with her. He doesn't have to deal with her in public.
Yeah, but if
like
the,
in front
the
of the children.
Be at home.
Blood to see a dead body.
Yeah, there are many.
With blood.
There are many ways. Like you can send them somewhere. These details are, you can work it out. But the principle is, this is existing. Now. The third point is that how come men can divorce women, but women cannot divorce men?
America,
I'm coming to that. They say men can divorce, women cannot.
They
can ask for divorce.
Stuck with them? Oh, that's kind of sad.
They can ask for divorce. So for men, only available choice is divorce. Is direct divorce. And for women, this is for men. For women, they have two kinds. Take this out. They have two kinds. They have direct, they have indirect divorce. Indirect divorce.
I'm just going to erase this afterwards.
Okay. And then, the other choice, other than indirect divorce, they have something called termination of marriage. Termination of marriage.
They are legally not allowed to bind it to one another.
Okay. Now, the one who divorces pays a lot. This is the way it works in Islam. If you divorce, you lose your money. You lose a lot of money. If the wife divorces...
Actually, that's the... I'm pretty sure that's the highest rate for murder. That if a man doesn't want to divorce his wife in order to like marry another, he'll just murder his wife because it costs too much. Not to give you any ideas.
What? Ideas for what?
No, she's saying
okay.
In the United States, because divorce is so expensive and awful, husbands choose to kill their wives instead of divorcing them.
True.
Yeah.
In America?
Yeah. It's a motive for killing. Yeah.
What do you mean
yes.
by indirect?
Okay, now let me explain. Direct divorce means the man, without going to court, says to his wife, you're divorced. Got it? Deal divorce. And there are conditions about that, but let's talk generally. Now, if the wife wants to divorce the husband, she goes to court. That's called indirect divorce. She goes to court and she proves to the judge that he's the bad guy, the judge will divorce her. But if she doesn't prove that he's a bad guy, then she gets termination of marriage.
What if the husband is the judge?
They go with different judge. Okay? You got that? Do you understand what I'm saying? So there is direct divorce means no court is involved. The husband says to the wife, you're divorced. Who carries the financial responsibilities? Who pays for that divorce? Who's hurt financially?
Oh, the man.
The husband. Because, yes, because she's allowed... Because
women have no financial stuff.
No, hold on. She gets a lot. She gets the house, she gets child support, she gets alimony until she marries again.
Alimony?
Yeah. When she marries again, she doesn't get the alimony. It's called alimony. Spouse support. I want that. Spouse support.
It is alimony.
Yeah. Spouse support. So Islam wants to make sure the one that hurt financially is the one who is divorcing. Okay. Now, on the other hand, for women, they have two choices. Indirect divorce, like go to the court and say, my husband is drunk, for example, drinks. And she can prove that. He was caught drinking. Then the judge would divorce her. And who is hurt financially?
The
man.
The
man. Because when the judge divorces her, she gets all her rights. Child support, spouse support, alimony, blah, blah.
Wait,
housing. He has to pay for her housing, too.
What's all of getting married the second time?
It's like when you still pay for all your wife's needs, even
the
after.
What?
Did the woman get a choice of getting married?
Of course, after the 4 months are done, okay, she can marry again. Just 4 months so that she, Islam says 4 months so that she doesn't have babies. So if she has babies, it will show.
Are women allowed to do direct divorce?
No. I'll tell you why. Okay. I'll tell you why.
Why 4 months?
But just 4 months to heal psychologically, she heals. And at the same time, we make sure that there's no baby. There's no baby being hidden. Because she can hide the baby. She could be pregnant, but she's hiding the baby. So by 4 months, it will show that if she's pregnant or not. Now, please, focus with me. Then the woman has the right of terminating the marriage. What's the difference, terminating the marriage? Terminating marriage means the wife doesn't get spouse support, doesn't get housing, pay for housing, pay for child support. All these rights are gone. She is deprived from all these rights. Not only that, but she has to pay back the dowry. Why? Because she's the one that terminated the marriage. And terminated the marriage is without reason. Terminating the marriage, so when you have, say, indirect divorce, that has to have a reason. For a reason. Without reason, then it's called termination of marriage. Like, a woman came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said, I don't like my husband. So he asks her, does he have bad manners? She says, no. Did he mistreat you? She says, no. He says, why do you want to divorce him?
He's ugly.
She said, no. She said, I don't like him. It's just that I don't like him. I don't see him. I don't perceive him well. I mean, I see him short and not good looking. So he said, the Prophet said, did he pay you a dowry? She says, dowry? Before marriage, dowry?
It's like the man has to pay the dowry.
No, usually it's a woman that has to pay the man.
No. That's awkward in some countries. It's awkward. The man has to pay the woman dowry. Like pay, I don't know, like $1,000, $2,000. And then bring gold and things like that. She has to pay back everything if she wants termination of marriage. But if she goes and says, my husband is mean, he beats me up to the level that I'm hurt. By the way, forgot to tell you, the heating cannot injure.
Oh.
If it injures the wife, then it becomes illegal. Okay?
What do you mean by injury? Oh.
It does not have, should not cause any injury. Like a father hitting his child. He doesn't cause injury, but, you know. So.
It stinks.
You got it?
So it's not legal if there's no injury.
But I want to focus on this.
If there's injury, then what?
I want to focus. I want you to understand this very well. Husband can only divorce. Husband cannot terminate the marriage. Why is that? Because terminating the marriage, it means that the wife doesn't get anything. And she has to pay back everything. So Islam does not allow him. Islam wants the one who suffers financially to be the one who wants the divorce. Okay? So if a man divorces, then he has to pay for everything. It's not like United States, like the woman pays spouse support to the husband and all of this. No, in Islam, it's only one way. There's no second way. You got it? There's only one way. Yeah. The man, the husband, pays for his ex-wife housing, food, custody, everything. All right? And he's really hurt financially. Basically, he's supporting another house that he doesn't live in.
What if he gets
remarried? Well,
same thing.
Actually,
it was like that for my uncle.
He got married to a Christian lady, and then for some reason they got divorced. And he couldn't, and he had three kids, and he couldn't get another mother for them because he was not financially able to support two houses. So eventually, what he did is he just like he sold his house, and he made a deal with that lady that I will not pay you any money, but here you can have this house.
Okay.
Can you finish your story how you found out the girl who went up to Prophet?
Yes. And then the Prophet said, give him back his dowry, and marriage is terminated.
Well, why wasn't she happy? Why was she unhappy? Remember?
She didn't like him. She said, I see him
yeah,
short.
That's not a very good reason,
I see him short and not good looking. He asked her, does he have bad manners? She says, no. Does he treat you well? She said, yes. But I just don't see him. I see him bad looking. I don't see him, you know, I see him short, I see him ugly. You know, I don't want him. So she doesn't have a reason. So the Prophet terminated the marriage after she pays. So why now she has to pay? Because she has to suffer financially. Why? Because she is the one who initiated the what? The termination. Okay?
Just because he doesn't like.
Yes. What if he's this mean guy and let's say he's caught drinking, then she can go to the court and ask for divorce. Divorce means who pays, who carries, who's hurt financially for divorce? The man.
Yes.
Always. The man is always hurt financially for divorce. Women cannot. In divorce?
Always.
Yes.
Always.
Women cannot. Unless you terminate the marriage for that reason, then you're hurt financially because you have to pay back everything. You got it? Now, you tell me, why is that? There's a very, very good reason. Look at this scenario. Let's say a woman likes to cheat, she's a crook. A woman, she's a crook.
What?
She's like, crook.
A criminal?
No, she's a crook. She's
like a
she's a crook. She's a bad one. She's a crook. She cheats. Okay? And then she goes and marries her husband.
Muhammad.
One husband. Please.
Lucky.
One husband. Okay? One husband. She marries one husband. And then she asks him to pay her $100,000 dowry. Okay? And then after the first week or after the honeymoon, she says, I want a divorce. And hold on. If she divorces him, then she gets the $100,000 plus.
Why?
Plus.
Oh, my God.
He pays her dowry, $100,000. Okay, example. Now, if she gets divorced, she gets the $100,000 plus whatever benefits, like spouse support and custody. Okay? So, if she's a crook, she will do this. She will marry a guy. And then after getting a dowry, then she going to terminate the marriage and rob him. Rip him off. Like rip him. Rip off. Like
what?
Rip off.
Why do seagulls go to...
Hold on.
Wait, come on. Wait, what is
so,
this funny? Come on.
Now hold on. So in order to protect men from crooked wives or crook wives, they do this. They say, okay, you terminate the marriage. You want to terminate the marriage. So you have a divorce if you prove he's bad. Then he deserves it. But if it's not bad, then you get termination. So you have to get back the 100,000. Got it?
Yeah.
Got it? You understand? So it's a protection of men and from crooked wives. And crooked women. Right? Crooked women. She marries him for 1 week, she takes $100,000, and then she divorces him, and 4 months later she marries another one, take $100,000, and then she divorces him,
this
and then...
That's a really good strategy. Really good
well...
That's just, that is a good
yeah,
strategy.
I mean, I used to have neighbors, and one of my neighbor was, this is what she does. She lives with a guy, she marries a guy, and then once she gets pregnant, she gets divorced, and she's living on spouse support and child support. So he has to be, he's stuck to the rest of his life with child support and spouse support. And this is how she gets, this is how she makes her living. She does that and then she's, now she has a good income from his income. Wages, now from his wages, from his paycheck, it's cut and it goes to his wife. And that was her game. But Islam protects the man from this, okay, by saying, okay, now, you're divorcing, you're doing divorce, you want to divorce, you have to prove he's bad. You can't prove he's bad, and you just got termination of marriage, you give him back everything. You see how protection is? Do you understand that? Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So...
Now, class for like ever.
You can. There are some women that make a condition on marriage that she is the one that gets the right of direct divorce, and this has happened at the time of Umar. So a guy he wanted to marry a woman, and he was dying so bad to marry her. So she said, "I get the right of direct divorce, so I can divorce you. I say you are divorced." So they said to Umar radiallahu anhu, what is that? Can we live there? He said, that's his right. He gave it up. That's it. He has to live with it. So you can, in marriage, you can make conditions. You can say, okay, he cannot marry another one. Okay, unless I allow him with my permission. Two, I get to divorce him. He doesn't get to divorce me. I get to do the direct divorce. He doesn't get the direct divorce. Okay? Now, women generally are emotional, so they can do direct divorce because direct divorce is really easy, so it's dangerous. Direct divorce is easy, so it's dangerous. Got it? So because it is dangerous, we want the husband who is more not emotional, right? Women are so emotional, and they can divorce quicker than men. In general, I'm talking in general. You got it? Because women are more sensitive. They're more emotional. They can get hurt easy. And then she gets hurt and then she divorces the husband every time. The husband's mean to her. Go your divorce. And you know the limit on divorces? How many divorces?
How many?
Three. Two.
What?
Two divorces.
Close.
For anybody. For in the marriage, he can divorce only two times. The third is no divorce. The third is complete termination. Complete termination. That he cannot come back to be a husband and a wife unless one of them marries and gets divorced. Unless the woman marries and gets divorced. So let's say I'm a bad guy who divorces his wife once, ha, counter. Twice, ha, counter. Third time,
what?
Third time.
Wait, is this the same one?
Ha, counter.
No, I'm talking about a different issue. Divorce is twice. After the twice, it is a complete termination of marriage.
No.
Now, hold on. Okay. What will reset the counter again is for the wife to marry and get divorced. To marry another guy. Then, or become a widow. So if his wife, ex-wife, marries another guy and then divorces him, or she become a widow, then he can marry her and the counter starts from three again. Zero. Then, again, one, two, three, done. Can't divorce anymore. She has to leave the house. And she cannot come back unless, as your wife, unless she marries another guy and she becomes a widow or divorced. And then that will reset the counter. She goes back. Huh? One, two, three. You got it?
Okay. So why do the seagulls not go to the bay?
Why is what?
Why do the seagulls not go to the bay?
Why?
Because if they did, they'd be called bagels.
Oh, I get it.
I don't get it. No, seagulls aren't going to the bay because if they did, they'd be called bagels.